The Central Bucks School District has directed school counselors to divide all elementary school students by the sex they were assigned at birth and not their gender identity for their classes about puberty. WHYY's Emily Rizzo reports the directive has caused concern among parents, district employees, and community members.
The district-wide directive has already played out in the lives of one family at a Central Bucks elementary school. The family, who wishes to remain anonymous, was told their non-binary elementary student had to go to the health classroom that corresponds with their birth certificate, not their gender identity. Lily Freeman is a trans high school student in the district. She was divided based on gender for health class in fourth grade. It was so upsetting that she dropped out of the class entirely for 2 years. Back then, Central Bucks schools were not checking the sex that students were assigned at birth. But Lily says the gender division itself was harmful.
Being in this room, hearing about the different things that would happen to me, like voice changing, like body hair and that kind of stuff, like it was definitely like a horrifying experience to hear and definitely triggered a lot of dysphoria because I was like, but that's not me. And I felt like I was surrounded by people who weren't me.
Maura McInerney is the legal director of the Education Law Center. She says the directive constitutes sex discrimination.
In addition, when we separate students based on their assumed gender for sex education, we're reinforcing the notion that anatomy is equal to gender and there's no difference between sex and gender. And this is denying the very identity of these transgender non-binary students.
ACLU Pennsylvania says they are monitoring the situation. The family wrote in a statement exclusively released to WHYY, quote, "The overall feeling in this particular building has become more and more difficult for gender-expansive children," end quote. Central Bucks did not respond to WHYY's request for comment. Emily Rizzo, WHYY News.